You are here because you want to be here. You want to experience the fantasy of being hypnotized. So you have agreed to be part of a hypnotic study. You know that this study is designed to create changes within the subject. But despite any apprehension you may feel about being a test subject, there's just something reassuring about his voice that makes you feel safe. And so you are here at the arranged time and place to participate in the study. You enter in the office where you are met by the professor, who greets you by saying, "Hello again. I'm so glad you could join me here today to assist with my hypnotic study." He guides you over to an incredibly comfortable looking Victorian chaise lounge and says, "Please take a seat so we can begin." You practically sink into the soft upholstery when you lie down on the chaise lounge. "Now that you're comfortable, we can begin. I want you to focus on your breathing for me. I want you to take a nice, slow, deep breath in. Hold it. Now slowly exhale. Now once again, take a nice, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in the relaxation. And slowly exhale, breathing out any tension. One more time. Breathe in. Breathing in that peace. Breathing out all that stress and tension. And as we continue on, I want you to imagine that each breath fills you with peace and relaxation. And each breath out releases any stress and tension you may have. You may even find yourself feeling quite euphoric after a while. Good. Now we're going to deepen that relaxation throughout your whole body. The relaxation will begin in your feet and slowly spread up to your head. Some subjects feel this relaxation as a tingling or a numbness. Others feel it as a warm feeling of floating. And others feel nothing at all, but their bodies and minds will relax just the same. Some of you may already feel these things. If you don't, that's okay too. We're just going to deepen those sensations now, and you will go even deeper. Now, I want you to imagine a blue ball of light approaching your feet, and anywhere that this big ball of blue light touches you, you will go completely relaxed. Feel that ball of light surrounding your feet now. Feel as all that tension just drips away, leaving nothing but the pleasant feeling of relaxation. That sensation is rising up now, rising up your ankles to your calves. Feel your ankles and calves relaxing totally now. Feel as the blue ball rises up your body more, rising up past your knees, and up to your thighs. Feel that peaceful state of relaxation flowing through your legs, taking away any stress or tension as it advances up your crotch now. The blue light feeling so wonderful, so peaceful. It makes you feel so heavy and lazy. The blue light continues to slowly grow. Feel the blue light surrounding your stomach now. Feel that relaxing sensation washing through your stomach, leaving your stomach so relaxed. The blue light rises up over your chest feeling so good, so relaxed. Feel all that tension draining out of your chest, making your relaxing breathing even more effective from now on. The blue light rises up over your shoulders now, spreading that good feeling, that wonderful feeling of relaxation all through your shoulders. The blue light moves very quickly down your arms, down to the tip of your fingers. Feel that relaxation rushing down your arms now, making them so heavy and lazy, like pure contentment running through your veins. The blue light rises up your neck now. Feel as any tension or discomfort drips away now, leaving your neck so relaxed. Feel that blue light rising up now, rising up over your face. Make all you see so blue and peaceful. Everything you see here today, with your eyes open or closed, will make you feel so good, so relaxed. Feel that blue light sinking into your subconscious mind now. Feel it clearing away any unnecessary worries. Your conscious mind is now free to think about anything you like, because your subconscious instinctively listens when I speak. Yes, feel my words sink in and go even deeper into your mind. Many people have told me that they sometimes imagine my words sinking directly into their heads, because letting my words become their thoughts fills them with a sense of helplessness that's incredibly erotic to anyone with a hypnosis fetish. But perhaps you're already aware of that, and perhaps we can take a moment now to go even deeper, deeper and deeper. Let's head down to the lab where we can have some real fun. I want you to imagine a door. See yourself stepping towards the door and reaching for the handle. You open the door and see a staircase leading down. And you know, any time you see a staircase down or hear a countdown in the context of hypnosis, you will naturally and effortlessly start slipping into a deep trance. And each step or number down will take you deeper and deeper into trance. 10. Step down on the first step now. 9. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper with each step. 8. Take another step down now and feel yourself moving closer towards your goals. 7. Deeper and deeper down with each step. 6. Almost halfway there. 5. You may even start to feel the sensation of floating. 4. As you drift down, deeper and deeper. 3. Feeling so good, so relaxed. 2. Almost there. 1. So deep now. 0. As you step off the bottom step, you feel totally relaxed in this state of deep trance. and you can return quickly and easily just by hearing or seeing the phrase deeper and deeper in the appropriate context. You will know when it's appropriate for you to slip into the wonderful state of trance you're enjoying now. And when you see or hear the phrase deeper and deeper, when you are already in a trance, you will just sink down into an even deeper state of trance, where you are even more suggestible than usual. We're going to practice this rapid induction trigger now, so you can be an even better hypnotic subject. We're going to wake you up slightly. You will not fully awaken from trance, however, but you will become slightly more aware of your body and your surroundings. We're going to do a small count up, and then I will say your new trigger, and you will sink quickly and easily back into that comfortable state of trance you're enjoying now. Alright. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Rising up out of the fog. 3. Slowly becoming more aware of your surroundings. And deeper and deeper, sinking right back down to that wonderful floating bliss of trance. Sinking down deeper and deeper now, perhaps even deeper than you were before. And now, once more, I'm going to wake you up slightly, but like before, you will still not gain full awareness. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Rising up out of the fog. 3. Slowly becoming more aware of your surroundings. And deeper and deeper. That's right. Deeper and deeper. Feel yourself sinking back to that state and feeling so good. Deeper and deeper. Just feels right. That relaxing state where you're free to be who and what you want to be. And we can deepen that sensation now. Take you even deeper and deeper, where you can find new ways to feel even better. Now, let us continue to the lab. I start walking down the dimly lit hallway, and you dreamily follow behind me. The hallway continues on a while before it ends at a large service elevator. The door opens with a ding, and you follow me inside. We're traveling down to the lab now, and just as before, each number goes by, you'll go even deeper and deeper into trance. Many people have reported that when they reach the bottom floor of this elevator, that they will be in the deepest trance they've ever been in. I push the button B, and the elevator door closes. The floor numbers are read aloud over the gentle hum of the elevator. 100, 99, 98. You might feel a heaviness as each number pulls you deeper and deeper into trance. 97, 96, 95. Many people find themselves enjoying the feeling of this place more with each number that goes by. 94, 93, 92, deeper and deeper now. 91, 90, 89, so deep, so relaxed. 88, 87, 86. Feel that sensation of floating down into trance, growing twice as strong with each number. 85, 84, 83. Sink down deeper and deeper now. 82, 81, 80. Sinking down faster now and becoming even more suggestible. 79, 78, 77. Each number taking you down deeper and deeper where you feel so good. 76, 75, 74. You love the feeling of a deep trance. 73, 72, 71. It feels so good to let these words guide you into feelings of bliss, pleasure, and relaxation. 70, 69, 68. Deeper and deeper. 67, 66, 65. The words and the numbers guiding you where you want to go. 64, 63, 62. Guiding you safely down into an increasingly deeper and deeper trance. 61, 60, 59. So safe, so relaxed. 58, 57, 56. Free from the worries and cares of your day-to-day life. 55, 54, 53. Free to let your mind wander and your subconscious listen. 52, 51, 50. Wandering deeper and deeper into the trance. 49, 48, 47. Your conscious mind may not even hear the words anymore, but your subconscious is listening intently. 46, 45, 44. When you hear my voice, your subconscious listens. 43, 42, 41. Sinking down more now. 40, 39, 38. Down where something said once is enough to make permanent changes. 37, 36, 35. Down to the part of your mind where dreams are made. 34, 33, 32. It feels so good to participate in my hypnotic studies. 31, 30, 29. It feels rewarding to learn new things. 28, 27, 26. Hypnosis is a powerful tool for learning. 25, 24, 23. Your love of hypnosis is growing deeper and deeper. 22, 21, 20. It's important to grow as a person. 19, 18, 17. To take time to understand who and what you are. 16, 15, 14. It's important to take time to think about what you should be doing. 13, 12, 11. You may find the most profound events. 10, 9, 8. The ones that really change you. 7, 6, 5. The ones where suddenly everything clicks. 4, 3, 2, can happen at any time. 1, as long as you are open to change. 0. The elevator stops and the door opens with a ding. You step out of the elevator and into the basement. This dimly lit room is where your most hidden desires lay. This room is where changes to the way you think and feel can easily be made. Right here with me, your secret desires can be revealed. And now it's time, time to learn a new lesson, a lesson on your very nature. You have been drawn to filth for such a long time. It's a core part of your pig identity. Many pigs tell me that the humiliation of wallowing in their filthy desires draws them back over and over again. And there are so many fun ways to enjoy being filthy. I'm sure you can think of a few that you might already enjoy, and perhaps a few more that you might want to try. But today, we are going to talk about one dirty little pleasure in particular. Today, we are going to talk about the pleasure of being a dirty piss pig. That's right, pig. Today, you will learn just how good it might feel to give in to your desires and accept that you want to be a dirty piss pig. Deep inside, there are so many desires that you have hidden away, so many secret little pleasures that you have locked away from prying eyes. But there's no need to hide them from yourself. This is a safe space to explore who and what you are. I know you have to be at least a little curious about being a piss pig, or else you would not be here. You would just stop listening to the recording and go do something else. But since you are still here, listening intently with me, you must be at least a little curious about becoming a piss pig. Some part of you wants to give in and just wallow in the pleasure of your secret desires. And you may find that it feels good to acknowledge who and what you are. You spend so much of your time hiding your desires that the simple act of just admitting what you love, even if just to yourself, can feel so good. Many pigs say it feels like a burden has been lifted. You have to hide your desires from so many people. But here, with me, you are free to be who and what you are. You are free to wallow in your secret desires. You are free to give in and truly accept that you are a piss pig. Many piss pigs shared with me that they love everything about piss. They love the act of peeing. They love the smell of piss. They love the feeling of piss. They even love the taste of piss. Perhaps you can imagine it now. I want you to imagine walking into a dirty restroom. Perhaps someplace like a highway rest stop or a cheap bar. You know the kind of place. Someplace ill-maintained. And as soon as you open the door, the smell of piss hits you. That thick, sharp aroma of years of dried piss that overwhelms the senses. You might even be able to smell it now, just thinking about it. And as you imagine walking inside and up to the urinals, you can see the piss stains deeply embedded in the tiles. You can see the golden pools that have formed and dried around the urinal. You can see the little droplets that are formed when piss splatters against the back of the urinal. And as you step up to the urinal and unzip your fly, all of these sights and sensations are imprinted in your mind. And when you take out your dick and let loose, you know you will feel such a sense of relief. You will know you are doing what needs to be done. It is natural to enjoy peeing because it's a regular part of your life. It's natural to enjoy the sights, and it's natural to enjoy the smells. And if you are a dirty pig, it's even natural to enjoy the feeling and taste of piss. Even though peeing is a regular part of your life, it's also a special time. It's a regular break from the monotony of your daily routine. And in much the same way, when you mix piss into your sexual activities, it can act as a break from your normal routine. It can be a special treat to spice up your life. But for some pigs, it's more than that. For some pigs, piss play is their strongest sexual desire. For those pigs, piss is the thing that gets them off the best. Piss brings them to a state of pig heat where they can barely control themselves. Piss makes them feel like they're lost in a sea of desire. And it's up to you how much of a part of your life you want to make piss play. You're free to enjoy whatever parts of piss bring you your pig pleasure. And you can be as dirty or as clean as you like. As long as it's safe to do so, you are free to enjoy piss play any way you choose. And perhaps the next time you wander into a dirty bathroom, you will take a moment to breathe in deeply and savor the sights and smells. Picture them locking in your mind where they can be enjoyed later. And you might find that the simple act of enjoying the sights and smells gives you the burst of pig pleasure from wallowing in your secret piss pig desires. And now that you have accepted these truths within you and learned new ways to enjoy who and what you are, it's time to wake you up again. Waking you up on the count of five. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Locking away all these new feelings. 3. More and more aware of your growing need. 4. Yawning and stretching. And 5. Wide awake, pig. And I hope you enjoyed.